With an update from windsornewstoday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. We're looking at a wet weekend in Windsor, Essex. A special weather statement is in effect with 20 to 40 millimeters of rain possible through Saturday. IRCA has issued a watershed condition statement for the potential of standing water on roads and pooling in low-lying areas. Windsor police say over $90,000 worth of illegal fentanyl is off the street. Members of the Digs unit raided a home Thursday on Westminster Boulevard near La Saline, seizing over 367 grams of fentanyl, plus cash, digital scales, and other items. Two people were arrested on Pleasant Place. One of them had over $3,100 in cash on them. Windsor police have also been cleared in a drug overdose case from November 2023. The Special Investigations Unit looked into an overdose that occurred during an interaction with officers. The man had become unresponsive due to an overdose of muscle relaxants. The SIU has ruled that there was no criminal liability present. The OPP, meanwhile, is looking for your help in finding three suspects in a violent Leamington home invasion. It happened early Saturday night. Previously, it was reported that three people forced entry into a Talbot Street West home and attacked two people. They then fled in a four-door pickup truck. Descriptions of the suspects and a photo of the truck are up at windsornewstoday.ca. Windsor's unemployment rate went up in February. The latest Stats Canada jobs report shows the local jobless rate going up 0.2 of a point to 7.4%. The area economy lost 2,400 jobs, and the number of those looking for work slipped by 2,200 people. We have a tentative agreement for the second of four plants that supply Windsor Assembly. HBPO and Unifor Local 444 will vote on their potential deal Saturday afternoon. The local already has a deal in place with ZFTRW. Negotiations are coming up with the other two feeder plants, Avences and Dakota. Dozens of people gathered Friday afternoon for a rally calling for the reopening of the Safe Point Safe Consumption Center. Participants were outside Windsor Tecumseh MPP Andrew Dowie's constituency office. Funding for Safe Point was paused in December by the province for a critical incident review. Dowie told those gathered that he is pushing for addiction services funding. A new event encouraging people to staycation in Windsor, Essex, takes place this weekend at the University of Windsor. The first Togetherfest kicks off March break Saturday and Sunday at the Taldo Lancer Center, with 60 vendors and 18 entertainers scheduled. It runs from 10 to 5 both days. Tickets are $5 at the door, with kids under 5 free. In sports, the Red Wings are in Arizona Friday night. It's NHL trade deadline day, and the Wings made a move, sending forward Klim Kostin to San Jose for defenseman Radim Simek and a 7th-round draft pick. The Junior A playoffs start Friday night in Leamington versus Georgetown. The Spitfires are in Sudbury. In women's pro hockey, Toronto hosts Montreal. In spring training, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 2-1 at Dunedin Friday afternoon, and the Tigers visit Baltimore Friday night in Sarasota. The Blue Jays have signed veteran Joey Votto as a non-roster invitee to spring training. The 40-year-old Toronto native has played his whole career with the Cincinnati Reds. In the NFL, the Players Association has named Detroit Lions linebacker Jalen Reeves-Maben as its new president. Your wet Windsor weekend weather, a special weather statement is in effect. Periods of rain Friday night, windy and 8. Scattered showers Saturday, windy and a steady high of 7. Showers changing to flurries Saturday night, down to minus 2. Flurries and plus 3 Sunday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to windsornewstoday.ca.